Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm Ron Giordano, your host, and we have our superstar with us today, Nancy Binger from the Huntley Chamber. She is the Huntley Chamber. Her motor's always running. She's working day and night, and I have to tell you, it's the best thing that ever happened at Huntley Chamber. Nancy, welcome to Around Town.
You're so kind. Thanks for having me here.
That's quite all right. So, what's going on? What's this Mobile Mondays, Nance?
Yeah, we partnered with Del Toro Street Taco, who recently joined the chamber, and came up with this new concept called Mobile Monday, where we bring a food truck to another chamber member's parking lot, and we open it up to the community and encourage employees and neighboring businesses and moms and their kids and anybody to come. And it has gone off so well. We've had three of them, and Del Toro Street Taco has served up his delicious tacos, and we're looking for more food trucks to participate. We have K-Pasta joined, and they're going to come and do a couple coming up, and we're open to other food trucks joining in. So I'm really appreciative to Raul at Del Toro Street Tacos for partnering with us and coming up with this idea and just giving our community another way to enjoy his food. Mondays, he doesn't have a lot going on because his catering and food truck's a lot on the weekends. And so it was kind of a perfect fit, and people have responded. And it's been great to see so many people in the community come out and mesh with members of our businesses. So it's been good. So our next one is July 24th. I don't have location picked yet. We're in the process of sorting that out. But so you can check on our Facebook site, our website, and we'll have that location out soon.
Well, I was going to ask you, if somebody wanted to participate, a business or a food truck, do they contact you at the chamber?
Yeah, so food truck businesses just need to join the chamber, pay the annual membership, and most likely will get their membership back in sales from some of these events. And then if a business wants to host a food truck Mobile Monday event, if they're a chamber member, they can contact us. There are a few rules in regards to who can host, and you have to have enough space and you can't compete with other restaurants, but there's some good options out there for where we can host them.
So why don't we give them a number to call, Nancy, for contacting you for
that
information?
847-669-0166 is the chamber number. And we
Let's do that again, Nancy.
Okay. 847-669-0166.
You could tell by her voice, her motor is always running. That's Nancy, boy. But she does a great job. And how about our bags tournament? What's going on there, Nancy?
Yeah, so Saturday, August 19th, we have our Huntley Area Chamber bags tournament, and it is open to anyone and everyone. We have about 20 chamber members that are sponsoring boards, and it's just a really fun day of friendly competition, but we have cash prizes. And this event is at SoHop Brewery, which any event at SoHop is guaranteed to be fun, and you get to enjoy their drinks, and there'll be food trucks and live music. Just a great kind of end of the summer, as we head at the end of the summer event. And you just need to register your team. It's $50 per team. You guaranteed two rounds, and it's a bracket, and the winner is a cash prize depending on the amount is depending on how many teams we have. Last year we had about 37 teams, so we're trying to shoot for about maybe 50 teams this year. We've got a lot of room in that parking lot, and it's really fun. Last year was so much fun, and we're looking forward to hosting it again.
So do they go directly to SoHop for
register? No, register through the chamber.
Okay.
HuntleyChamber.org, or there's events on the event is on our Facebook page. So, or you can call. Any of those ways are how you register.
Okay, so they register at the chamber, and they pay the
$50
at the chamber.
$50, yep.
Okay.
Yep, and then it's from 1 to 5 on Saturday, August 19th. So you kind of show up at 1 o'clock, you get your first assignment, and then you play until you lose twice. So
your first assignment, that's for your spot for golfing?
My first assignment?
You say you get your first assignment.
Oh, your first, match, your first game.
Okay.
So you'll match up with another team, you play, and then you play to you, you know, lose twice.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, and then the winners, we have a first and second prize for the winners. And then we have some raffles, and it's just a really fun day.
So, that being the case, when you talk about, you know, golf outings and things like that, you have another one coming up, I think it was September 15th?
Yep. Friday, September 15th is the Huntley Area Chamber golf outing. Again, open to anyone and everyone. And it's just a really fun day. It's at Pinecrest Golf Club on Algonquin Road in Huntley. And a friendly competition. Lots of hole sponsors that have fun things going on. So golf is just kind of the sideshow as we just really enjoy each other and have some fun. SoHop comes and does a hole and does a tasting, and different businesses have games at their holes. And then there's a silent auction and raffle afterwards. And we're going to do the ball drop again get up in the fire truck and get way high in the sky, drop the balls down, and the winner that's closest to the hole gets a cash prize. So it's a lot of fun.
Is there food after the golf?
Yep. So there's a meal after the golf outing, and the $500 for a foursome gets you some breakfast, a lunch, and a dinner, and your advantage package, and any of the other fun things that sponsors contribute. And you get some drink tickets. So it's a lot of fun, and you get a lot for your money. So.
And it includes your golf as well.
Yep, and your golf. Oh, yeah, that part of it too.
And
I'm there for the fun, but yes, I guess the whole point of the golf outing is the golf. So.
And I assume they get a golf cart as well.
Yes, golf cart, yep.
Well, that's a good deal.
Yeah, and it's usually really good weather. September is awesome weather, you know, around here. And so it's a great way to spend a Friday in September. And you can bring some of your friends, you can bring work colleagues, whoever. You can bring, you know, we have sometimes couples, like, come out and golf with another couple. We love when the women's foursomes come out. So any groups of people, we are very welcome to.
And here again, you register with the chamber?
Yep, huntleychamber.org. Registration's all online. And we also have that information on our Facebook page as well. So
great. So we have a lot of new businesses coming to town.
We do. Huntley is growing.
Okay, so who we got coming to town, Nancy?
So, well, what's been really cool, and just, you know, that's why I love Huntley so much, is there's so many small businesses that are opening up, and I've gotten to know the owners, and it's incredible to hear the stories of people that had these dreams, and they've been on these long journeys to get to the point of being able to open their own business. And so a couple businesses that have opened recently are Stylet Hair Studio and P-Dub Pet Hub Pet Food Store, Morefoot Family Eye Care. And I've just been so amazed to watch these people that live in our community and open their businesses. And the way everybody's been supporting them and getting them started has been great. And the way that they're investing back in the community just has been incredible, because they really care about Huntley, and they want, you know, just to support all the different organizations that are in our community, and then, you know, just being really concerned about giving back. So it's been great. I love doing these ribbon cuttings and watching these businesses start. And then we have Tommy's Express Car Wash. That is, they just joined the chamber, and they're going to be opening first weekend in August. So kind of be looking for their grand opening and ribbon cutting announcement. And they're going to have a soft opening where they kind of let people come and have free car washes to test all their equipment. So be looking for that, for your free car wash. But they've been really involved already. And I just love when, you know, businesses that are, they're a franchise, but their local people are ready to get involved and support Huntley and connect with other business members. So we're excited about that.
You know, Nancy, if people aren't sure, for like Tommy's and for the Pet Hub and Morefoot, can you kind of run through like the location for them in case they're not sure?
Yeah, sure. All of those businesses I mentioned are on 47. So the hair studio is over on 47 off of Vine Street, over next to Tofano's, kind of outside of Tallamore. And then P-Dubs, the pet store, and Morefoot, they're actually neighbors, and they are in Huntley Towers on 47 there across from Sohopped and Union Special. Tommy's is in front of Walmart. It kind of looks like a Sonic. People think it's a Sonic, so they, you know, it's kind of a unique...
It kind of reminds you of the Sonic Drive-In.
Yeah, that's what it looks like, but they have a pretty... Their system is very efficient and technology savvy, so they've got something figured out there pretty good. So it's a unique experience from what I hear of what they bring to the car wash world. So yeah, so that's there. And then we're so excited. In May we welcome the new Dairy Mart owners. Bill and Amy Dunn were so thankful that they came along and bought the Dairy Mart. They've got it going very well. And we did a ribbon cutting for them in May. And they're learning about running this business that everybody just adores. And so we're really thankful that they came along. People came out and have supported them, and we're really appreciative of that. And they're getting things going there.
We're going to pause for a moment to remind everybody you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. We are talking to the king of the chamber, queen of the chamber, Nancy Binger, who is just absolutely fantastic, has brought this chamber around and made it something that it never was before. I don't think that anyone can say that she has not done a fantastic job. So, and I'm not looking for extra bonus points on this, Nancy, but I want to say that you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Along those lines, what are some of the potential businesses that are coming into town?
Sure. Well, everybody has seen the DC Cobb building, the old fire station down on the square. DC Cobb is coming, and the apartment buildings that are above that. So that has an extended building going on, so that's supposed to open up in the late summer, early fall. So hopefully we'll see that restaurant opening soon. And then the Lincoln family from Lincoln Farmstead, the wedding venue that's on 47, they are opening a wine and coffee shop, Lincoln House Company, where Manny's used to be on the downtown square. So they are targeting to be open soon. I got to have a little sneak peek in there to see what they're doing, and They're doing a renovation of that space, and it looks amazing. They're doing some unique things in there, and I'm really excited to see what they're going to bring to our town. And let's see, what else? You know, we're moving out of our space on the square to open up that old Village Hall as a possible new restaurant space. So that's that's in the works. Nothing's been decided yet, but that'll eventually be another restaurant
and
for our downtown
area. And where are you
folks
moving, Nancy?
We are moving to Union Special, actually. So Union Special on 47, they have space that they don't need to use for their sewing machine manufacturing. So they are going to rent some space to us. And so we are actually in the process of renovating that space right now. And we will be moving in there as soon as we get that finished, so hopefully sooner than later.
No, I have to mention this because this is going on for year after year after year. Panera.
Oh, Panera. I just cannot wait till they're actually open. But everybody sees that the walls are up and it's coming along. So it is finally here. So we really hope that they'll join the chamber and get involved in our community, and that everybody can put the "when is Panera coming" question to rest.
Is there a timeline for that opening up?
I actually don't know exactly when that's supposed to open up, but I see they're moving along, so I assume it'll be soon.
You know, seeing is believing.
Yes, yes. So that'll be exciting. That'll be a nice addition to our community.
So there's been articles in some magazines, too, about the Huntley growth. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah. I mean, people are noticing all that's going on in Huntley, and just, you know, major kudos to the Village of Huntley and Dave Johnson, the village manager, and Mayor Tim Hoft. They're doing an incredible job. Just moving Huntley along, especially our downtown area, you know, in a time when a lot of downtown areas are kind of failing and having trouble keeping, you know, businesses there. Ours is just revitalized and making a lot of strides. So I just really appreciate all the efforts that the Huntley Village of Huntley staff has put. And so because of all this, you know, all these additions and these businesses coming and the growth on 47, people are noticing. And so, yeah, we've had the Northwest Quarterly Magazine, which is a pretty big magazine in our area, did a like 4 or 5 page spread on all the growth in Huntley. Northwest Herald just did a cover article on the front cover of their paper about all that's going on in Huntley. So it's just been really cool to be noticed. And, you know, I know a lot of people's concerns are that we stay small and tight-knit, but, you know, also have growth. And I think, again, the Village of Huntley has kept a great balance of making sure we have growth, but that we don't lose that small-town feel. And to me, that really just comes down to the people. And we have a lot of young families. We have our amazing Del Webb neighborhood. And, you know, I think we're going to keep that tight-knit, you know, Huntley pride going strong, even with our growth. The concerts on the square and just all the different events that happen in the downtown area, the Farmers Market, Vet Fest, you know, the Chambers Cocoa Crawl, just all contribute to us staying small and connected as a community. And so it's been pretty exciting. And it was, you know, fun to be asked to speak into those articles. And they came out really well. I was very happy with what they did.
We should talk about the efforts that you put into how many new members you have now.
Sure. So last year we had 62 new members, and my goal is to stay on that pace, and we already are. So we're about halfway through, and we have 30 new members this year. Some of them are the new businesses that have come along, and then, you know, some of them are just businesses that have decided that, you know, they want to be a part of the chamber. And those new members have added so much to our chamber. And, you know, you have your members that have been in the chamber for a long time, and their businesses are running strong, and they've done their time, and they're just, you know, continuing to be a part of the chamber just to support the business and the business community. But then you get the new businesses or the new members that come along and have new energy and want to dive in. And it's been really fun to watch those people start to get involved and, you know, kind of create this new regime of membership. So, yeah, so we're keeping going. We're not stopping. And, you know, we're always welcome to new members. The basic membership is a $275 annual membership. And there are a lot of people ask me, like, how many meetings do I have to go to? How many events do I have to go to? It is completely up to you. There's no minimum meeting. I don't, you know, criticize you if you don't come to things. I, you know, the more you go to, the more you get involved, the more you're going to get out of it. But if you just want, you know, to pay the membership fees and then get the marketing benefits out of it, or, you know, just being on our business directory, that's up to the member. So, but, you know, we obviously love when people get involved and really connect with people.
We should tell the folks, when you started, Nancy, how many members did you have about?
We had 265 on January 1st, 2022. 265.
Members.
Yep.
And you're up to where?
We're up to 315.
315.
Yeah. So we've
that's a lot of hard work.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's all about I've just really tried to stay consistent and creative and have good communication. And I'm just, you know, I always am trying to figure out how we can come up with some other creative way to connect members to each other, how to connect our business community with our their customers, which is the general community, and it's really fun. And doing it in Huntley makes it easy because the people are wonderful. I have a passion for it, and just the way all the municipalities work together, it's a really fun place to do it. It really is quite easy. All the people make it really easy to do.
Folks, in case you're wondering about her passion, when Nancy came into this, the chamber was kind of just coasting along, but she's brought new life to the chamber. She's developed it. It's grown. If someone wants to get into the chamber right now, Nancy, what would you tell them that, hey, I'm thinking about it, but I'm not sure? How would you present that?
Sure. Well, every business has their different needs, and really, I need to hear, what are your needs? What do you want to get? And I really encourage people not to just focus on, well, we need sales from this. Like, the chamber is not here to save a business, to completely solely be your marketing. You have to, do your normal business, and then the chamber is just an enhancer to everything that you're already doing. So, but I love coming up with good ideas and executing new things. So when I love sitting down with either a new business or new member or even, an existing one, and just trying to figure out what we can do for that business to help them get more involved, to get more exposure, to get more sales. And so it really comes down to a business telling me what they need and what they want to contribute. And we figure it out. And that's like how Raul with Del Toro's, that's what happened with him. I actually have known him for a long time, and I wanted him to be a member, and he didn't really, was like unsure. And then he saw everything that we were doing, and he's like, all right, I better become a member. You're doing a lot of good stuff there. But he sat me down, and he said, I don't want to just pay the membership fee. Like, I want it to be meaningful. And I was like, well, what do you need? He's like, I want to get my food truck more connected to other businesses. And he's like, and I want to bring, attention to other. And so that's how we came up with Mobile Monday. And so I appreciate so much when members sit down and say, I want my membership to be more than just writing a check. And here's what I need. And here's how I can help. And then we come up with that's how we come up with these creative ideas. So I can come up with good ideas, but I'm even a better executor. So when businesses come to me and bring me ideas and I can figure out how to execute them, it's such a good partnership. So that's what I say to people is like, let's work together and figure out how to, get more connections to your business by doing the things we do. So,
well, being a part of the chamber is like being a part of the family and the community.
Right.
Because the chamber and the business are the community, and they are a family connected. So you're really not only helping the chamber, but you're helping the community. So it all goes together. So it's good PR, I think, for you to have the acknowledgement that you're part of the chamber, that you're part of this community. You're not on the outside looking in.
Yeah. I've watched these new members start coming to events, and I call it chamber magic, where I see two members talking and kind of figuring out how they can help each other and how they can support each other. And sometimes it's just simply like a new relationship, but a lot of times it turns into more than that, and they figure out how they can help each other and how their businesses can support one another. So I love watching that. We had an event last night. We went to Parkside and we played a game called Singo that Parkside Pub does every Saturday night at 9 o'clock in the fall. So we did a after hours version of it in the fall and the winter, I should say. We did an after hours version of it, and there was some new people that met last night, and I saw business cards being exchanged, and I know that the chamber is such a good tool to connect and create that community and create that family. So that's what I try to do, is just create those opportunities, and then everything kind of grows from there.
I might add that Nancy does not sleep. She works. She works around the clock, and she takes cat naps. But
everyone says that. But actually, I think sleep is very important, and I'm actually very disciplined sleep. And because I'm very disciplined in my sleep, that's why I have good energy during the day. So,
well, we want to thank Nancy Binger for being here. She's the She's the queen of the Huntley Chamber and does a great job. And you've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. Go to huntleycommunityradio.com, contact us, and we'll be happy to answer any questions you may have. But until next time, we'll bring Nancy back in 2 or 3 months to give us another quarterly report. We want to thank her for being here, and thank you for listening, folks. Have a great day.